You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G, D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team, 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 O, I say O-M. O-M-A-L.
All right, I'm going to take it back to the salt and pepper days, and let's talk about sex. For some of you, that may have been around the time where your glory days were. For some of you, you might not even know who salt and pepper is. But regardless of all that, I'm here to tell you how you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. BlueChew.com. That's blue, like Dodger blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know it works, and you can take it whenever, with whatever's in your stomach, whatever's going on in your life. It's chewable, they work twice as fast as a pill, and you can be ready whenever the mood hits. This isn't for guys who can't perform, it's for any guy who wants that extra boost in the bedroom. It's like a little adrenaline rush, like if you're on the mound in Game 7 of the World Series and you know the crowd's going crazy and you get that extra adrenaline rush, that's what it's like. And it's easy. It's prescribed online, shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. No weird doctor's visits, no talking about your sex life, no waiting in the pharmacy and maybe seeing somebody you know from high school, none of that awkwardness. It's all made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, it's cheaper than a pharmacy. And right now, we've got a special deal for all you listeners. You can go to BlueChew.com, get your first shipment free with the promo code MLB. All you have to do is pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring Locked On Dodgers.
Hello, Dodger fans. Welcome to Locked On Dodgers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team every day. This is the daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Dodgers, bringing you the depressed fans' perspective on our boys in blue. I'm Jeff Snyder of Baseball Essential, and this is the kind of episode it's going to be. But first, I'm contractually obligated to tell you that the postseason is brought to you by Vivid Seats. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime, even if it's a crappy memory. And let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event, which won't be Dodger games, but they're still concerts or, you know, whatever. So enter the promo code POSTSEASON at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. Vivid Seats really is great. I'm just sorry that there won't be any Dodger games to buy tickets for the rest of this year. But do use Vivid Seats if you want to go to a concert or something. I'm on my own today. Vince was at the game. I'm recording this on Wednesday night. Vince was at the game. He's on his way home and fighting traffic and stuff. And since it's not a really fun episode anyway, I volunteered to take the solo episode. So today I'm going to be talking a little bit about the Game 5 loss to the Nationals, questioning some things. I don't really know how this is going to go. I kind of figure anybody who's actually listening to this the day after the Dodgers lost, probably more in a commiserating mood than anything else, and that's kind of what it's going to be, is commiserating. I am going to start by saying I love the Dodgers. I've loved the Dodgers my whole life. I will continue to love the Dodgers for the rest of my life. Even when they don't love me back. And one of the reasons that I have always tried to keep a good perspective about losing in the World Series and seeing that as an accomplishment of getting to the World Series is because nothing is guaranteed. And this proves it. Vince and I knew going into this series that it was going to be a scary series because the Nationals have two or three really good starting pitchers. The part that makes it the hardest, I think, is that it wasn't the Nationals starting pitching that beat the Dodgers. The Dodgers beat Steven Strasburg tonight. It was the Nationals' crappy bullpen holding the Dodgers scoreless, and the Dodgers... I've always been a Dave Roberts supporter. I honestly believe that all the criticisms he's gotten the last two postseasons have been mostly overblown. Tonight's game, for the first time, I see multiple decisions from Dave Robertson. I'm like, what are you doing? And I felt it all day leading up to the game. As they were talking about Kershaw coming out of the bullpen, I was thinking, why? You have 8 rested relievers, most of whom are pretty darn good. You know, they've all had their struggles throughout the season. Some have even had struggles in this postseason. But I think you can trust your 8 relievers to get 2 or 3 innings for you. So I didn't understand the obsession with bringing Kershaw in relief. The whole point of bringing in a starter in relief is that their stuff plays up. You know, we've seen it with Kenta Maeda. He throws a little bit harder. He's more aggressive. His slider and his changeup both seem to work better because he knows he's only going an inning or two. He can kind of go all out. Clayton Kershaw doesn't have anything to play up. You know, his slider and curveball are already good, and his fastball isn't going to be better in relief. And so I don't understand why they would want Kershaw in relief. And I was hoping, you know, they brought him in to get Adam Eaton in the seventh. I was okay with that, and it worked great. He struck Eaton out on 3 pitches. Great. Now let's go to somebody else. You know, there's only 2 innings left. Go with Kenta and then go with Kenley or Kelly or whoever. But they went back to Kershaw. You know, the pitch to Rendon that he hit out was not a terrible pitch. It was good hitting. But that's the problem. Rendon's a great hitter. Soto's a great hitter. And I don't know. You have Adam Kolarik. He's been successful against Soto. That seems like a good time to use him. You know, so whether you go with, you know, a righty just for Rendon, I don't know what you do, but I do know that Clayton Kershaw was not the right answer. And I don't understand it. And then, you know, going back to Joe Kelly for a second inning. After Kelly pitched great in the ninth, Dodgers almost won it in the bottom of the ninth. Will Smith thought he had won it. Oh, man. But then going back to Kelly for a second inning was, I understand why Roberts did it, because his thinking was, I'll have Kelly get Eaton and Rendon, and then we'll bring in Kolarik to get Soto. And so I'm sure the thinking was, you don't want to bring Kenley in knowing that you're going to take him out when Soto comes up. Problem is, Kelly didn't get Eaton or Rendon. You can't walk Adam Eaton to start an inning. And then at that point, you know, they intentionally walk Soto so they could leave Kelly in, you know, intentionally walking the bases loaded. I understand it with one out. I never love it, but I understand it with one out, because then a double play gets you out of the inning. With no outs, and when you have Soto coming up and a lefty reliever who you know has been successful against Soto, I would have much rather had Kolarik come in to face Soto and then bring in Kenley or whoever to face friggin', what's his name? Howie Kendrick. And obviously, if Kendrick hits a home run, it doesn't matter what they did with Soto. And Kendrick did hit a home run, but that's maybe because Joe Kelly was still pitching and he was 35 pitches in or whatever. So I don't know. It just, there were the Kershaw thing. I do not understand it. I've been saying the Dodgers, after the bullpen being such a question mark all season, it actually turned into a pretty solid bullpen. And then he just was afraid to use them. And everybody was rested. They just had a day off. And so, I mean, you have so many guys. They could have gone one hitter each and got through those last couple innings. I don't get it. And I don't know why they decided ahead of time, especially, to go with Kershaw. Like I said, I've been a Dave Roberts supporter and defender for a long time, and it's hard. I can't defend some of those decisions. Obviously, though, you know, I'll get to that other part. I'm going to take a break. We've got a couple ads to play, and then I'll be back, and I'll talk about, you know, finish that sentence I just started, and then maybe try to, I'm not going to try to make you guys happy, but I'll try to do something. Anyway, I'll be right back.
Hey, Vince, did you know the postseason's coming up?
I am aware.
Well, Vivid Seats is an online ticket event marketplace dedicated to providing fans of live entertainment with experiences that last a lifetime. One thing I've learned is that going to Dodgers postseason games definitely qualifies as an experience that lasts a lifetime. Most notably for me, Game 3 of the World Series last year with my two sons and my dad and my uncle is an experience I and they will never forget. So with Vivid Seats, you can watch your favorite team and or musical artist or whatever in person, and you earn credit back on all your purchases made through the Vivid Seats app. They have what's called the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program that you are automatically enrolled in just by using the app. So Vivid Seats can help you find seats to any of your favorite live events, including sports, concerts, theater, and more, all through the app. Vivid Seats offers great prices and an easy purchasing experience. And like I said, the loyalty program is awesome. They have different reward statuses ranging from MVP to Hall of Famer. So you can earn different amounts of credit on each purchase. And then you use that to get free tickets eventually. So go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. You are automatically enrolled, like I said, in the rewards loyalty program just by using the app, and you will get credits on all your purchases as part of that rewards program. And all Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by a 100% guarantee. So if you're going to see the Dodgers in the postseason, use the Vivid Seats app because it's awesome. And be sure to enter promo code POSTSEASON at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. Oh, hey, Vince. So it's 10:38 p.m. on a Sunday night where I am, and I really, really want some Chocodiles. You know Chocodiles, right? They're like Twinkies but covered in chocolate.
Yes, I've heard of them.
I want some Chocodiles, but I don't have any Chocodiles here. What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to live like this?
Well, fortunately for you, there is something called Postmates, and Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery, a.k.a. Chocodile delivery service all year round.
No, I said Chocodiles. Nobody's going to deliver me Chocodiles. You really think Postmates will deliver me Chocodiles?
Well, anything you're craving, which is Chocodiles at this moment,
yeah.
Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all restaurants, grocery stores, convenience stores, and traditional retailers. Anything you could possibly want or need, they can get it.
But it's 10:38 on a Sunday night.
Well, the good thing about Postmates is that it's 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and whatever you want will get there within the hour.
I don't even know where the store is, though.
The good part is you don't need to know where the store is, you know? You just, they'll find the store, they'll bring it to you, no more trips, you ain't got to get up, you ain't got to put clothes on, stay in your shorts and, you know, let them bring it to you.
Yeah, let's pretend I have shorts on. Well, that all sounds really great. Now, if Postmates would just develop an app so I could do it from my phone, we'd be set.
Well, once again, you are in luck. The Postmates app is available for iOS or Android for free. You can browse all the restaurants, all the businesses, all the stores that you want, and track your delivery in real time.
They're going to probably charge me a ton to deliver, though, aren't they?
Actually, because you listen to, or because you're part of Locked On Dodgers, and because you listeners are listening to this show, Postmates is giving you guys $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start those free deliveries, you just got to download the app, use code LOCKEDON, and you got $100 of free delivery for a week.
So anything you need, anytime you need it, even Chocodiles, maybe especially Chocodiles, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code LOCKEDON.
Okay, I'm back. Today's obscure former Dodger is Howie Kendrick. He can suck it. All right, we're done with obscure former Dodger. What I was going to say before the break, obviously, it's not all Dave Roberts' fault. And that's always been one of my big points. Most of the time, wins and losses are on the players. And there was definitely plenty here in this game tonight that falls on the players. They had multiple times where they had Cody Bellinger on second base with less than two outs and were unable to get him in, once with no outs, once with one out. You know, you got to get him in that situation. And Steven Strasburg deserves some credit. He bore down, and especially that second time. Cody gets on first with the base hit, steals second. There's nobody out. And Strasburg struck out the next three hitters. You know, it's great pitching, but, you know, I've seen people saying they should have played small ball. I think what people mean is that they should have sack bunted, and I don't agree with that. When he's already in scoring position, like, you know, and obviously bunting him over to third wouldn't help with strikeouts anyway. You know, what they needed to do was put the ball in play. In the previous time that Bellinger was on second, Beatty did pull a ground out, which moved Belly to third, but that time there were already two outs. You know, Beatty was the second out. This time a ground out to the right side would have moved Belly to third with one out, and then, you know, maybe somebody can get him in. At the time, we thought it might not matter because Dodgers, they had a really good game up until it sucked. And they executed their game plan against Strasburg so much better. You know, they got him out of the game early-ish. They got to him. They had a lead. I mean, everything about that game was going perfectly until it wasn't. And that's the story of the game, you know? Yeah, they missed some scoring opportunities and they had some bad managerial decisions. I'm not saying Dave Roberts should be fired. I do believe he's a really good players manager. But assuming he doesn't get fired, which I really don't think he will, but he needs to learn from this. And I just don't understand it. And I'm not generally the kind of guy who says, I don't understand this, therefore it's wrong. But I have a hard time seeing how Clayton Kershaw in relief was the right answer. And I don't know what it would take to get me to understand that. So the season is over. I will not be back at Dodger Stadium this year. That is really tough for me to accept. I've been, you know, as the game was going on, it's looking like the Dodgers are going to win. And I'm starting to think, ooh, I'm going to drive down. I'm going to games 1 and 2of the NLCS, you know, and I'm thinking about, oh, I got to start selling my tickets, my extra tickets, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and it's really hard for me. I mean, it's right now it's 10:27 California time. The game has been over for less than an hour. And so, I mean, I'm still processing this. And yeah, I mean, it's really hard for me to accept that I won't be back to Dodger Stadium this year. I won't be seeing all of you guys. I've really loved meeting a lot of you at Dodger games, meeting you on Twitter. I mean, it's been such a fun season. And I've said all year that how they do in October won't negate the fun season. And I still believe that. I think the Dodgers gave us a really fun 6-month season. They played really well. We got a lot of fun moments. And it sucks right now that all we remember, that it's leaving this bad taste in our mouth, because we're going to look back on the 2019 season, and unfortunately, we're going to remember losing in extra innings to the Nats in a game that we should have won in Game 5 of the NLDS after going to the World Series 2 years in a row. But that also kind of underscores for me why it's important to enjoy the regular season, because nothing is guaranteed. And personally, I don't watch the Dodgers for a world championship. I hope for it every year, but if that was the basis of my love, I don't think I would still be watching them, because it's now been 30, you know, they've now gone 31 seasons without winning it. You know, obviously I want that to happen. I thought this might be the year. I don't know, but the season was still fun and I still got 6 months of enjoyment. I wish I had gotten 7. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys that it was a great season, because even though deep down inside I believe that, I don't even believe that on the surface right now. Right now, all I believe is, man, this sucks. And I'm sure that's how you guys are feeling too. One thing we have, you know, we love the Dodgers. We love our team. The only reason that you guys know who I am is because we all love the Dodgers. And that's cool. I love that the Dodgers bring people together. Baseball brings people together, whoever you like. I mean, even Giants fans, you know, believe it or not, I'll take a Giants fan over somebody who doesn't like baseball, you know. And so I appreciate the time I've got to spend with you guys. Vince and I are going to keep doing this podcast. I don't know if we're going to do it every Monday through Friday in the off season. We may cut down to three or four a week, or we may just be a little bit more open to occasionally missing an episode. It's going to be rough the next couple days. I'm not sure what we're going to have to talk about, because unfortunately the postseason is still going on and the Dodgers aren't in it. The last couple of years, at least when the season ended, the season was over. The Dodgers played in the very last game of the baseball season in the last 2 years. And for me, that's great. You know, even though they lost the World Series both times, what we had was baseball season and the Dodgers playing until it was over. And then it's Christmas season. I start listening to Christmas music. I can't start listening to Christmas music on October 10th. I'll get, you know, run out of town on a rail. Or at least I can't listen where other people can hear it. But the bottom line is, yeah, this sucks. I'm sorry to all you guys. I know that you guys are hurting the same way I am. I promised I'm not going to try to make you feel better. And so I'm just going to spend this last minute or two just with a little perspective that I gained in 2017. I don't expect you guys to buy into it. I know a lot of you are younger than I am. And I do think some of this comes with age. Not that I'm more wise than you guys, but just, I don't know, I have this perspective. And I'll tell you a story. In 2017, Halloween night was game 6 of the World Series. The Dodgers won that game. I was there. Meanwhile, here at home in Utah, my kids were out trick-or-treating. I have 3 kids. They were out trick-or-treating with my wife, answering the door, giving out candy to kids, et cetera, et cetera. At some point on the evening of Halloween, our cat escaped. We have an indoor cat, and he got out, and he was missing. And the next day was game 7, and I spent the whole day worrying about my cat because he hadn't come home, and my wife was heartbroken. He's her favorite. And so I spent the whole day worrying. And then that evening, game 7 happened, and it sucked. And it was just a crappy way to end a crappy day. You know, my cat's missing, and the Dodgers just lost the World Series. And it was awful. And I went back to my parents' house that night, went to bed, and I woke up the next morning, November 2nd, and I had a long drive ahead of me. I was driving home to Utah. But I woke up and checked my email, and I had an email from my wife telling me the cat had come home. And it's stupid because it's just a cat. I mean, cats are only slightly more important than baseball. I mean, and both of them are unimportant in the grand scheme of things. But honestly, having the cat come home, the cat that we love, kind of put that Dodgers loss in perspective for me and helped me realize, you know what? There will be other World Series, I hope. There will be other baseball seasons for sure. And it's not going to dampen my love of baseball. And it kind of helped me see that, you know, I already knew baseball wasn't the most important thing in the world, but that kind of reinforced it to me. Just the fact that my wife wasn't heartbroken anymore, it helped. And then I drove for 9 or 10 hours, drove home, didn't think about baseball at all. I listened to non-baseball related podcasts. And by the time I got home, I had kind of said, okay, I've put it behind me. This one might take longer. This year, this hurts more. I didn't know that anything could hurt more than 2017 World Series because the Dodgers should have won that one. But this one, the fact that they went out in the first round, even though, yes, the Nationals are tough, blah, 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 blah. We knew it was going to be a tough series. I hate it. And so it might take me a couple days or a week. I don't know. But I do know that when March rolls around, and spring training starts, I'm going to be excited for another Dodger season. And I'm going to keep loving the Dodgers. And I do think the Dodgers are going to have another great team. That's one thing to remember. The Dodgers had a great team this year. There were weaknesses that I hope they will address. But they had a great team. And they're going to have a great team again next year. And hopefully things will go better. You know, that's all we have right now is hopefully, you know, maybe next year. It's what the old Brooklyn Dodgers used to say. And now it's what the LA Dodgers have to say. And eventually next year came for the Brooklyn Dodgers. And eventually next year will come for us. The Dodgers will win another World Series in our lifetimes. I promise you. Unless one of you goes and dies this offseason, in which case I make no promises to you. But as long as you live another 10 years, I guarantee you the Dodgers will win a World Series in your lifetime. That's my guarantee to you. If it's wrong, I'll give you your money back. And yeah, so this sucks. I'm sorry, you guys. Thank you for being with us on this podcast this season. This has been a blast for me, Vince, to get to talk about our favorite team every single weekday. Like I said, we're going to keep doing it pretty much every weekday. So please come back and listen to us. Shoot us your texts, your Twitter tweets. Yeah, I am an old man. I told you. We'd love to hear from you. You know, we can commiserate together. So follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Locked On Dodgers. Vince is on Twitter at Vince Semperio. I'm on Twitter at Snydog. You can call and leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text anytime you want. Our number is 323-863-LOCK, L-O-C-K. We had a voicemail from our pal Justin Hicken tonight, basically saying the same things I said, that players need to execute and managers need to not screw up, and that it sucks. And so, yeah, you can do that. Please still rate and review us on iTunes. Follow us or subscribe to our show wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe to Apple Podcasts, even if you don't use it, because it helps other people find us. Oh, man. I'm sorry this episode sucked. It didn't suck as bad as the game. I hope that it has been a little bit of a catharsis for you. I love you guys. I love Dodger fans. I love the Dodgers. I love baseball. And I hate baseball right at this moment, but I love baseball. And I love the Dodgers. And I will continue to do so. So, we'll be back tomorrow. I don't know what we'll talk about, but we will be back. So, I don't even remember what I say at the end of this episode. I'm supposed to say something. I say it every time. I tell you, yeah, we're here every weekday morning, and we hope you will be with us. When you get in your car in the morning, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
D. I say D-O. D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all hard. All heart and all thumbs, they're my Los Angeles, your Los Angeles, our Los Angeles.
Do you think we'll really win the pennant?
Bye!